Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It's our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. We had a discussion a few weeks back and we decided that films are far too easy to watch nowadays. There are too many options. So we are telling you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. However, you may have noticed that some things have changed in the old Sofa Cinema Club world, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
They have. Massive. Who's on the news?
What is it? I was going to say Troop in the Colour, but it's not that at all, is it? It's like a rebrand.
It's a Troop in the Colour. We've gone out on some horses and we rode around Buckingham Palace.
We've had a rebrand. It's like we've been bought, isn't it? And we've got this new kid coming in and making all the new stuff.
That's it. We've been bought out by a bigger firm and now we've got photos of us, properly us, not drawings now.
It's our season 21-22 kit. It's that, isn't it?
I think it's probably the biggest thing to ever happen in marketing since Nike changed their logo in 1980.
Since Coca-Cola changed the recipe.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's talking about. Oh my word. Have you seen the Sofa Cinema Club rebrand? I know. It's unbelievable. So we've got a new photo. Let us know what you think. Well, they are. People are, actually.
Are they? Are people on it straight away?
Yeah. Because we did put a thing in there, which is... which is our new poster. Hold on, what they said. Well, I actually haven't looked at these, so they could be all...
That could be bad.
I know. Love this photo. You all look so happy.
It's all fake.
That's from Linda. Lots of love it. Love the photo. Love it. Audio always have loved it. Which I love that. Katie J. Lodge. Love it. The smiles on your faces. Loving it. Yeah, very good.
We got to go in, didn't we, and had a little photo shoot. We all sat on the sofa and the photographer wanted us to be natural, wanted us to be dead normal. And then Jack prized himself on the corner of the sofa, made us all laugh. And then we got a picture and we was told that that was enough.
I think I was just telling you a little anecdote about something that had happened to me at the weekend.
Oh, you were. You were telling us about Reuben School.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Very funny.
It got us all to relax. We got the pictures and now the Sofa Cinema Club has a new look. And what you might notice as well is even Extraterrestrial has had a rebrand, so it doesn't look like the main ep. It's all very clever. We're moving up.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah. We know what we're doing. 1 billion views.
So what we ask you guys at home is if you're on the iTunes store, make sure you go and you leave us a review. You leave us the 5 stars. Make us a comment. Make us a comment about our new album cover. Let us know how we look in the picture. Let us know what you think. And keep sharing the new artwork for all the world to see.
Because as we touched on last week, Coulson, as you announced to the nation, Ben's Reviews is in danger of being... Ben's Blockbusters. Mm. What is it? Ben's
Bangers.
Ben's Bangers.
Bangers. Ben's Bangers. I've got a new section.
Which is?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
But you know, we were talking about countries, where it's from.
Yeah.
So each week, we get listens from different places, don't we?
Yeah.
So I have a look at this week, and I'm going to ask you, how many listens do you think we've had in a week from somewhere? So I'm going to go, first off, Brazil.
How many listens from Brazil have we had?
Like some, right, just to give you context.
Okay.
Canada is like thousands.
Yeah.
New Zealand is thousands.
Yeah.
Obviously, UK is like tens of thousands. So there's loads and loads. But these ones are like single digit or just double digit. So that's where, you know, it's not like 3 million, you know.
No.
It's like really low. But you look at the world, it shows you the world. And I try and pick the most obscure each week.
Yeah.
So I've picked three. You don't know about this. It's Ben's new section. Ben's...
It's like GeoGuessr, but not GeoGuessr. Geo.
Ben Fogg. Ben Phileas Fogg. Brazil.
Go on, Jack.
16 people.
Coulson?
34.
10.
Oh. I've got above my station, haven't I? I've gone with massive in Brazil.
Indonesia.
Oof.
7.
I'd go more than... So Brazil was 10.
It's only in a week, though.
Yeah, but Indonesia's got a big stopover airport, though, hasn't it?
Has it? He's thinking.
I'm going to go 30.
4. And the last one, which I was amazed at this, Kenya.
Kenya.
People listen in Kenya. This is only in a week. It's not a month.
Yeah.
It's only in the week or the last, or maybe it was yesterday or something. I looked at the map and I picked out Kenya.
I'm going to go one listener, and I think someone's just butt dialed us.
In Kenya?
I'm going to go 2.
3?
Wow.
3 full listens in Kenya.
That's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a new section I'm going to do every week, because I'm feeling like Ben's bangers is sliding a bit.
Well, Ben's bangers is what we're actually here to do, because it's the pick of what we're watching.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The review section is the bit that's going to shit.
In true extraterrestrial style, for our listeners all over the world, especially Kenya, Indonesia and Brazil, Ben, what can they watch on terrestrial TV in the UK?
We might have had a rebrand, but we haven't changed the thing. Now, I'll tell you what I've done. I've picked a film that this came out, and I don't think I would have normally picked it, but you picked American Pie, haven't you, for our main... Mm. And this was, I suppose, when I was younger, a bit like an American Pie. It was that kind of film. So it's 1985, BBC One, Saturday, 10th of July, 11:15 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. So it's a late watch. Weird Science.
Oh, Weird Science.
It's an absolute banger.
Yeah.
Kelly LeBrock, Bill Paxton, two lads bring to life their ideal woman.
Ideal woman, yeah.
And they're teenagers. And it's a story about that. But when I was young, that, I suppose, was my version of, I wasn't very, you know, teenager type thing.
Yeah.
So Weird Science, BBC One, 1985. Well, no, 10th of July. It's 1985.
You have to get in the DeLorean.
Get in the DeLorean. What I've noticed is I did a great job of either giving you films that are about to come next year or have been 20, 30 years ago. So it's in 1985. Go to the cinema. Well worth a watch.
We had a few people get in touch last week who said that they were survivors of Action Park and that they listened in the States. And when we spoke about having listeners all over the world, people did get in touch and told us where they listened, didn't they?
Mm.
So I think we might just be okay for another week of Ben's reviews. How are you hanging on in there, Ben? Is there anything?
It's too many.
let's have some of them.
I'm having to get people to collate them now.
Mm.
Write them down. Just loads. right. This is from Ange H84 in the USA. 5, perfect. Keeps me up with the Mank Bants, and Ben is a legend.
Mank
Bants. I love the Mank Banks. Bants. I love
Bangs.
It. I'm from Dorset. Ben's from Newcastle. Jack's from Pudsey.
But I like that. Yeah, let's not.
I like it. That we are now, because of we're like native Manx almost. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Adopted Manx.
She's a Manchester girl living in LA, diehard Corrie fan, and love listening to the lads bouncing off each other. Ben is my favourite and is well fit. That's all.
Wow. Just the same review.
I've been wanting to read that for ages. It's like full stop. Ben's brilliant and fit, full stop. That is mic drop. That's the only review you're going to need. Yeah. It's a bit more than Ben's brilliant. On the birthday post, the say if Ben is brilliant, it went down an absolute...
Your ego, you must have been buzzing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was absolutely buzzing. Ben is brilliant. This is my favourite podcast. I've watched Corey since I was 10 years old, and when I heard about this podcast, I couldn't believe it. Love, love, love this. If I could give it 38,299,237 stars, I would.
Oh, that's nice.
Very good. Very nice. And then the other thing that made me laugh was when we asked, do you remember that in the Shaun of the Dead app, we asked who would survive the longest?
Yes.
Well, some people have commented on the Instagram about who would survive. Now, Colson, you're up there, actually. People think your running skills will
with
do
the
it.
Running.
Well, I noticed that Jack voted for himself as well.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Higher ground, Ben. I've got it all worked out.
When I listened to that ep, it annoyed me at how much you two would just die really quickly. I was like, I'm on my own. I'm doing the podcast on my own because them two, they're not surviving.
Why would I be dead? I had a lawnmower.
Nah, you're not cut out for an apocalypse. I'm sorry, you're not.
Oh, you're going to tell me. I'm going to practice. I'll practice.
What are you practicing?
You know, if someone comes to you, what you would do? I'm going to live in the cupboard under the stairs with some tins, and then I'm going to climb to higher ground, and then I'm going to go to Aldi and go into the middle aisle.
Middle aisle.
And just get some stuff to survive. Canoe, hose pipe. Jack would survive the longest. He could use his acting chops to pretend to be a zombie and blend in. Ben might survive if he stayed hidden under a rock somewhere. Colson, I love you, but you'd be a goner.
Gone, Coles.
Gone. Jack, he has the sharpest mind.
There you go.
Anne 76699.
Anne knows it.
She doesn't. Anne really doesn't know it.
Ollie King, Colson and Jack have a decent chance. Witnessed much worse than a zombie apocalypse supporting Leeds post-2004.
Oh, well.
There we go. That's Ben's banger.
Talking of zombie apocalypse, I went to the cinema this week, and what's been out at the cinema for quite some time now, a horror film, The Quiet Place 2, which obviously features about a bit of a zombie apocalypse. It's about some sort of monster that's landed on Earth. Isn't it? Now, you've both seen Quiet Place 1, haven't you?
Yeah, very good.
Now, the sequel to horror films, they're not usually as good, are they? Because you've seen all the same scares. Do you know what I mean?
And this is a direct sequel, isn't it? Like, it literally starts when the other one finishes.
Exactly that, yeah. And it keeps jumping back. Because if you remember from the first one... a certain character dies in the first one, so he can't really be in the second one unless it jumps back. So it jumps back to a bit of a prequel to show you what happened, how it happened exactly. And it is just, do you know what? It is just a really, really brilliant film, and they've invented new ways for people to hide. It sounds really weird, but it does. It's more self-explanatory.
Like they had the baby in the box, didn't they?
Exactly, yeah. So there's a certain way that the humans can now hide, but it's also very dangerous. So I don't want to say too much because it's spoiling it.
Good trip to the cinema, good cinema experience.
Very good cinema experience. And also one that I prefer because a lot of people don't feel the need to eat because it is so deathly quiet, the film.
No rustles.
No rustles.
No one wants to get eaten in the audience.
They're too scared to make noise in case a monster gets them.
They're too scared to make noise because it's quite clear you are making too much noise. Because
the nachos.
Yeah.
You can't do anything quiet in a
cinema. The berry blast. What's that thing you used to have?
Tango ice blast. that was old Colson. Used to love an ice blast. They're good. Frozen tango. Yeah.
Frozen tango, but it's like bright yellow or green. Bright.
With another drink mixed in with it.
Yeah, it was full guns. Fall
you
Guns.
Can mix your ice blasts. Oh, very good. I must see it.
Really good. Really good sequel. Just as good as the first. Just as
wow.
good. At all the jumps, at all the scares. Story, brilliant. And yeah, really, really, really good film.
So I hope that is enough of an injection for you of Soap Cinema Club on this Monday. Now, remember that we are back with our main episode this week where we're talking all things American Pie on Thursday.
And a very important thing on Thursday is we're going to talk about my birthday, aren't we?
We are. We're going to talk about the big celebrations of Ben's birthday in the what have we been up to this week. It's not an episode to miss. We've already recorded it, so make sure you're here on Thursday. And what are they watching on Saturday night again, Ben?
Weird Science. It's a cracky cut, yeah. Weird Science, 1985. Not in 1985. This year, BBC One, Saturday, 10th of July, 11:15 p.m. Watch it.
Keep your comments coming in to us on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok at Sofa Cinema Club. We want to hear from you guys. We want to reach out to you and make this episode all about you at home. We will see you back here on Thursday. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.